Here we go. Other integrations. And we're on. Okay. The problem on the left, dx over x squared plus 1. Tell me what pattern that is.
Inverse tan.
Good. The one on the right is not. Don't make me make you leave, Mr. Mahler, for being disrespectful during class.
I apologize. You're going to play this tape to my mother now, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to send it to your mother.
You're going
to
be like, ooh, look what I recorded in class.
You have such a rude little son. The other one, the derivative of the bottom is on the top. Everyone see that?
Yes.
What function do you take the derivative of and you get it, it goes in the bottom and its derivative goes on top? Okay, back on topic.
Division?
Nope. Natural logs. I know, and I hear that moan of no. But guys, this is the easy. These are the easy ones to do. Integrating natural logs and e to the u's are very easy to do if you do the tiny bit of maintenance to find your du. These are the easiest of all of them. Far easier than the inverse trig that we just did yesterday.
What was your exact wording? That the derivative of the bottom is the top.
If the derivative of the bottom is in the top, then it's going to be an inverse trig. Why don't you listen to it when I post it, okay, Ben? I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I know.
Because I wasn't looking at your face. I couldn't reach you. I was like, just trying to stay away.
Acting. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Since the derivative of natural log is 1 over u du dx, if you can see your 1 over u and your du dx, then the integration of that is going to be the natural log of u, and you put absolute values around it. Well, this is on that sheet. This is number 16 on that giant sheet, the sheet that Mr. Thompson did all the integrations and I did all the little tricks.
Is it necessary to put these absolute values in stuff?
Technically, yes, but I'm probably not going to take off if you, I don't know, I've got to kind of look at what kinds of problems I give. You should, because if you're evaluating what C is, you need to remember that you're going to have a positive number inside taking the natural log of. Yeah, with the C except, but you know what, as we get into it, you tend to not bother because at some point they typically state the domain ensures that the integration is always a positive. You don't have to put absolute values. Okay, so let's look at a problem. Now, if I look at this problem, today, the real thought would be trying to keep it straight from an inverse tan. Not an inverse tan, most likely, because first off, I've got a 3 and a 2, and factoring out those numbers looks a little bit messy. But on top of it, sine is not squared. If sine were squared, then I'd start thinking an inverse tan function, or if sine was raised to a power. But a square root squared, it would have to be sine would be a square root, and that doesn't look like it makes sense. So look for u to be the whole denominator. So if u is equal to 3 plus 2 sine theta, what is du equal to?
2 cos theta.
2 cos theta d theta. And look what I have in the numerator. I have a 4 cos theta. So what's going to go in the numerator? Two du's are going to go in over u. And I love these problems because they really turn into something very simple and basic. And how would 2du integrate?
X squared.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. That was awful. Thank you. It was just the slide, the previous slide, everybody. 2 natural log of u. Which is 2 times the natural log now. Well, I'm gonna add the plus c at the end. I don't actually need to write the absolute values on this problem. Why don't I need the absolute values on this problem? No. That's typically why you do write the absolute values. I don't have to here. Tell me about sine theta. What does sine theta always go between?
Negative 9.
It's always
negative 1 and 1. No. Not inverse sine, just sine.
The first is the fourth quadrant.
No. This isn't inverse. It's just sine. What is a sine graph?
It can only be 1, so it's always going to be positive if the positive is being turned.
What do you mean it can only be 1?
The lowest sign
goes between 1 and negative 1, which means this is going to go between 2 and negative 2, which means this is going to go between 5 and 1. So the lowest for the whole thing is going to be 1.
But not always.
No, not always. It cycles. Yeah, it cycles. But the question was, why don't I need to write the absolute values? You're going to see sometimes we write them, sometimes we don't. I would not take off if you wrote them.
No, I don't get how you recognize this as a natural log. No, I know
it was. Yeah. If the derivative of the denominator is in the numerator in some form,
yeah.
And that's, isn't the derivative of natural log 1 over u, du dx?
Yeah.
So if I see a du over u, that's going to be a natural log. Okay? What do you think u would equal in this problem? What would then du equal? 2y dy. And look what's in the numerator. The whole 2y dy. Does everyone see that whole thing right there? Which means simply I have a du over u. Natural log of y squared minus 25 plus c. If you can identify your du and u quickly, then these integrate very, very nicely. That's pretty simple.
Is it u over the denominator?
Well, since the derivative of a natural log is 1 over u, your u should be your denominator, yes. Okay. What do you think u would equal here?
1 plus root x.
Give it a shot. See what happens. You okay? Go get a drink. Or... Yeah, it is convenient, and it should work out like that. And I told you this last week. Someone said, but it seems like it always just happens to work out right. It should work out right. You can't integrate it if it doesn't work out right. So there's my dx over root x. There's 2 du. Over u is 2 times the natural log of. And why don't I need absolute values around this one? Square root is a positive, which means square root plus 1 is always going to be positive.
Will you take off 1 if we just always put absolute
no.
values?
No.
For the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to have you guys leave the room at separate times. No. Teddy's sensitive. We need to be a little more careful about the fact that he's
here.
What did you say about absolute values?
What did I say what?
About absolute values.
If you write absolute values every time, I'm fine with it. Okay. It's just, it's good to understand why you don't need them all the time. It's sort of that 1 over x. Ah, so... Emily is jumping ahead. Emily, what is your u equal to?
Oh, okay.
Come on. Ben. I'm going to send this to your mother, too. Ooh. Come on. What's your u equal to on this one?
Your u is natural log of x.
Natural log of x. Yep.
So don't you get the du is 1 over x?
Yep,
go
yep.
Go
so.
Yeah, so that's dx over x, and that works out.
So it's du over. So if u is equal to the natural log of x, du is equal to 1 over x dx, which means in that expression right there, the dx over x is the u, or I'm sorry, dx over x is du, and u is in the bottom. So it's du over u, which is the natural log of u, which is the natural log of the natural log of x, plus c. Tricky, tricky. Okay, with me so far? All right. What's the derivative of e to the u?
E to the u.
Du dx. Ooh, so since the derivative is e to the u du dx, if I can find my e to the u and my du dx in the expression, it is going to integrate to be e to the u plus c. This is, I believe, rule number 17 on the list of rules that Mr. Thompson so generously typed up. So, take a wild guess at what u is going to be equal to here. What? Careful. Just 3x. Just 3x. I thought you were going to make fun of the fact that I can't reach real high on the board. And I was going to punish you for it. I need a step stool or something. What? I don't need a ladder. Just a step stool is plenty.
You can escape where they feel like they
would fly. Oh, I could do that. That would be fun, but I'd probably fall.
You know all those ladders in the library?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
But I'd vibe that I'd be up there like, Ted, come move me. I'd be like ordering people.
No, you don't need
or would knock into that.
You're connected to the top of the blackboard and then you slide down.
Caroline, you okay?
Okay,
so now these are the ones that everyone groans and moans and groans, but these are the easiest ones to do. 1/3 e to the u, the integration of 1/3 e to the u is going to be 1/3 e to the u plus c. Yeah. Now, one thing I always say is I don't need to see a u substitution if you know how to do it and get the right answer. Some people will look at that and say, well, when taking the derivative, if the 3 went away, there must have been a 1/3. They'll go right to this answer. I'm fine with that. I have no issues at all with that. Just be careful if you're getting answers wrong to try u subs. Don't do this problem. There's a boo-boo there. Okay? Tan x. Skip number 5. This is a problem, a problematic problem.
You can't really cover it.
I know. I could do this. Right there.
All right, that's good.
Is that good? Okay, I'm going to stand here right here. Okay, tan x dx. All right, now, this is something you can memorize. Notice, we know what the integration of cos is and what sine is. What sec squared and cosecant squared are, and what sine or tan, secant tan and cosecant cotan are. Those are the ones we know. We do not know the integration of tan x, or do we? Is there another way you can write tan x? Sine over cos. Anyone notice anything?
No?
I was hoping to hear yes. The derivative of the bottom is in the top except for what?
The negative sign, because you know u is equal to cos x, du is equal to negative sine x dx. So I've got a negative du in the top, so that is a negative du over u, which is a negative natural log of cos x plus c. That is something you can automatically memorize if you'd like, that the integration of tan x is always negative natural log of cos x. The integration of cotangent x is actually the positive natural log of sine x, because it's just flipped over. Now, thinking about what we did yesterday, I know this is... Thank you, Fatima.
We're kind of a dead mod. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like just turning. It's just sticking in it.
Question.
Yes.
What were we integrating? How could we integrate tan before if we're doing it?
We never did tan. We never integrated tan before. Nope. Okay. What pattern could this be, thinking about last night's homework? It could be inverse tan. We were integrating inverse functions.
Oh, right.
Inverse tan. This could be an inverse tan. What would be squared then?
Dx.
E to the x, which means what should be in the top? It should be e to the x in the top, not e to the 2x, because the derivative of e to the x is e to the x. We have an e to the 2x, which means it's not going to be the inverse tan function. If it's not inverse tan, go for the natural log function. Try that one. And again, if you see the answer right away, that's fine. Nicely works out into a 1/2 natural log of 1 plus e to the 2x plus c. And again, I keep telling you, if this is a natural log function, it simplifies from something pretty unpleasant looking to something nice and simple, something nice and small and simple, and it integrates quickly. Last one we're going to do today. All right, so I have problems with the alphabet. Good Lord. Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened here. Thank you. Two in a row?
Three, I think.
Awesome. Now, what pattern does this look like? It probably is.
Sine?
Inverse secant. Actually, because remember, it's 1 minus for inverse sine, minus 1 for inverse secant.
Except there's no x
in the denominator. There's no... Okay. So let's look at that. Remember we talked about it's okay to mix them if we have to, just to get an idea of where things are. It's not a natural log because it's a square root in the bottom. Definitely not. A square root in the bottom tells you it's not a natural log. Okay, what is my u right here?
E the 2x plus
1. No, not if this is an inverse secant.
E to the x.
This is an inverse secant because the derivative of the denominator is not in the numerator, which means it can't be u to the negative 1/2, guaranteed. It's not an inverse sine because it's a minus 1, not a 1 minus. So u is equal to e to the x. What does that mean du is equal to?
E
to the x dx, which means what are you going to put in for your dx? For a moment, you can mix them. You can put in du over e to the x just for a moment. Because what happens is
You have du over e to the x root u squared minus 1. And what is e to the x the same thing as?
U.
U. What happened was the u in the bottom and the u in the top from the derivative canceled out. And they went away. So that is inverse secant of u, which is inverse secant of e to the x plus c.
The only thing that scares me is that, like, sometimes I can mix them, sometimes I can't mix them.
Inverse secant is the only one where you should look to mix them. Otherwise, you should never mix them. But inverse secant, you mix them for one step so that you can find your u outside in front of your root u squared minus 1. Okay. What? No, it's not. I don't know what's going on. This clock is not off.
Isn't it 3 minutes?